Hey guys, it's Nirvana and welcome to my podcast, which is officially titled Phoenix Mode. Oh, the process of creation is so interesting because, yeah, we kind of just go with the flow and then figure the official things out later. But what's important is that you start. And yeah, I actually wanted to ask the question, who you fucking and why? And excuse my French, but I want to know why you're screwing the person that you're screwing. This is leading up to a more important question, which is, why are you with the people that you're with? Why are you dating the person that you're dating? Why do you entertain the people on your socials? Why are you seeking approval from that crowd over there? Excuse me. I guess the question is, who you fucking with and why? And even though a part of this larger question, sex is involved, I don't want an answer. I don't want to know what your answer is. I want you to ask that for yourself. Because I'm asking that. I'm asking, why is Usman Bani in my life? Why am I fucking with this person? Why am I screwing Usman Bani? Do you get what I mean? Like, it's very important to know the why of the people that you are spending all your time and energy on. Who are you growing in your garden? I like to think of people as seeds these days. I like to think of them as seeds. Every seed is available to me. I can pick seeds that I want to plant and grow in my garden. And my garden is my life. My garden is my energy. My garden is my aura. But now these days, just because a seed looks pretty or a seed seems to promise to grow an orchid or a beautiful flower, a flower that no one has ever had, or a rare flower, doesn't mean I'm gonna plant it in my garden. That's just a promise. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't even know if I want that. Do you know that jacarandas swallow up so much water? Imagine now having a jacaranda planted in my garden just because it looks pretty. Is it jacarandas? I think so. But whatever plant swallows up the most water, imagine having that in my garden. And then now I must be dry. I must be dehydrated because... Or I must just supply water for this jacaranda because I decided to have it in my garden. And then also, there is pollination where the wind blows or the bees bring seeds into your garden. And the wind is representative of the flow, the current of life. And now I'm accidentally growing seeds that I didn't know were in my garden. I'm growing plants that I didn't even know I freaking planted because I'm not looking through my soil. I'm being mad, like, poetic right now, but my point is, like, who are you fucking with and why? Like, what is the purpose of these people in your life? If you listen to my previous podcast on power dynamics and your faves on Insta, I was talking about how fucked up it is that we've used these platforms to now manipulate each other more for our own benefit. And I'm not even sure if it's for our own benefit, because most times when people screw other people over, even on an energetic sense, when people play games, mind games, is because they're overcompensating for a hollowness within themselves. People fucks with you because you got 10, 15, 100k followers. Facts. There are people out there. Heck, everyone goes through a phase of being a groupie. Everybody wants to be on top. And I think because we as individuals have not defined for ourselves what being on top is, we've now kind of morphed ourselves into these people who are striving for a dream that looks like Usbanban's life. And that's dangerous, bruh. Who are you fucking with and why? Who are you screwing and why? I just felt like talking about this because I feel like it's important. It's important for me. I certainly have these conversations because I'm trying to grow. I am growing, and I need to ask myself certain questions. These days, I don't have time for fakeness. And that's a skin that grew through being hurt repetitively because of being too nice. Being too nice because I want something. And only to realize that what I want is actually not what I want. But I'm hurt now. I'm hurt by this thing that I wanted so badly. And the reason I don't want it now is because I see its true colors. I see everything. And that's not what I'm fucking with. That's not what my heart wants. Excuse me. My boyfriend's coming in the thingy. Just give me a second. I'm busy thinking a podcast, babe.